Back now with Day to Day. Here's the headline. Muhammad Ali has sold the rights to 80% of his image and likeness for $50 million, a deal that surprises many longtime followers of the boxing champion widely believed to be the greatest of all time. Marketplace's Tess Vigeland is here. Tess, what exactly does this mean, 80% of your image and likeness for $50 million? Do you mean from the head down, or what do they mean?
Well, the details are still yet to be worked out, Alex. This company is called CKX Incorporated, and just last year they bought the rights to Elvis Presley and Graceland. They also own the rights to the Idol television brand around the world, including, of course, American Idol. Now they add perhaps the best-known athlete in the world, and the company's CEO, Robert Sillerman, says it's also a big boost for the Ali family.
The business had been generating between $5 and $7 million a year. That was a conscious decision by Muhammad and Lani Ali to not use the greatness that is Muhammad Ali and all of his power and his legacy in a commercial way.
Now, clearly that has changed to the tune of, as you said, $50 million. Sillerman says it's a daunting task to take on the responsibility for this icon, but they'll probably be able to figure out a few ways to make money off this deal.
Well, what do they plan to do with the rights?
Well, really, again, no details yet. The deal does encompass anything that would use his name, his image, and his likeness. There are certain restrictions. Everything they do has to be consistent with Muhammad Ali's Muslim faith. But Sillerman says, other than that, it's really up to his company. And by the way, Ali does have a couple of other endorsement deals. He has a licensing contract with Adidas and also the video game maker EA Sports.
Well, does this mean that a photographer could not take a picture of Muhammad Ali and sell it to a magazine or a gallery or something like that?
Well, conceivably, of course, if it's a news photographer, that's fair game. But for commercial enterprise, that certainly would be the question. There are some folks who are asking whether this could adversely affect Ali's image. But I spoke with David Carter, who runs the Sports Business Institute at USC, and he says this is really just a financial reality.
I think his legacy is squarely in place. And if you look around the world over the last generation or two, perhaps only Pele would carry the same kind of global recognition and global appeal and really a universal positive image. And so I don't think by simply constructing a deal like this is going to tarnish that in any way, shape, or form.
But he says, of course, this is really going to be all about taste and understatement and not getting involved with brands or companies that might take away from or somehow dampen the spirit of Ali. So, and later today on Marketplace, a look at the most important fish you've never heard of.
Great. Thank you, Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.